Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Dr. Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, Dr. Parthenia Izzard. Dr. Izzard is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, Dr. Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning, especially to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, and good day to those of you who may be listening to a rebroadcast some other time. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Dr. Izzard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies and related products and issues. We only try to share therapies that relate to non-invasive activities. Last Saturday, we had Denise Eaton from Nelson Bach, the Bach Floral Essence Remedies people, and we talked about the yoga asana, Virksasana, or tree pose, the herb astragalus, and our 10-year-old Elise Staten from Westchester, New York, talked about sports and exercise. If you missed that show or any show, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio link, scroll down to the show you want to listen to, click on the link underneath that, and download the show. If you want to call for an appointment, call the office at 610-660-7710. When we open the phone lines later, you'll call 610-664-4100 to speak to our guest. Our guest today is Pamela Poitier, who is hosting a holistic health retreat in June, where I will be a guest practitioner on Cat Island in the Nassau Bahamas. At the end of the program, we'll talk about the yoga posture Uttanasana, Padmasana 1, and Elise will talk about healthy sweets. Good morning, Darcy. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Izzard.
What current event news do you have for us today?
Today, we're going to talk about vacationing and winning the fight on coronary disease. According to the Science Daily, going on vacations have lasting health benefits and delayed death. In a 9-year study of 12,000 men at risk for coronary disease, conducted by the University of Pittsburgh's doctors Gump and Matthews, found that men who took annual vacations as opposed to those who skipped their vacation reduced their chances for coronary disease and had a lower risk of death in that 9-year period. The study accounted for the affluent that might be in better health and that may have vacationed yearly, as well as those that were in poor health, which prevented them from vacationing in the first place. It was concluded that vacations had an independent health protective effect as vacations aid in reducing stress and preventing burnout. Now, in a similar study, researcher Elaine Eaker conducted a study of middle-aged women and discovered that the women who did not take vacations were 8 times more likely to have a heart attack or die of heart disease than those that did not. Additionally, the women who took 2 vacations per year reduced their coronary risk by 50%. Now, vacations provide opportunities to interact with family and friends, exercise, and engage in favorite activities or hobbies. And experts believe that people who make their health a priority should do the same with vacationing. Employers should be advised that research by the Families and Work Institute of New York revealed that 55% of employees studied that did not take a vacation experienced high levels of feeling overworked. The research further stated that people that took vacations were less likely to develop serious heart problems in the future. Now, lastly, the additional benefits to taking a vacation are an increased immune system, emotional well-being, and a relaxed mind and body. A vacation awakens the imagination, cultivates an appreciation for people and things, and creates financial health. Because often, finances are adversely impacted by unexpected illnesses and lengthy hospital stays. So consequently, it would be much more beneficial to take the time to take a vacation as they are restorative in nature. Now, to offset the front-end cost of vacations, find a good vacation program that offers affordable and reliable trips. One type of vacation that should be considered is a retreat. For retreats often afford participants the opportunity to take a break from the mundane and routine. Retreats can be as simple as taking a walk or as intense as becoming reclusive. No matter the length of time, retreats allow the participant to reflect and renew the body, mind, and spirit. So take a break, kick back, and relax so that you too can reap the benefits of a healthy heart and a long life.
Very good. A word of advice, though, would be to make sure that the planning, departure, and return do not create so much stress that they almost cancel out the benefits of the retreat itself. You want to start planning early and minimize stress by taking only what you need, travel light, with the least number of connections or stops along the way. And thank you, Darcy, for that.
Thank you.
Beautiful segue into today's guest. As I said earlier, today's guest is Pamela Poitier. And just to tell you a little bit about what she does and what she's done, she's a freelance TV producer. She's produced videos on prostate cancer, the 30th anniversary of the Cancer Society of the Bahamas. She's done shows for the Bahamas, one Good News Bahamas. She interviewed the Minister of Fisheries about seaweed that I hope she's going to tell us about later on in the program. Something called The Bahamian Spirit One, where she interviewed a woman about bush medicine, which I also want her to tell us about later. In the past, she's been a poet and motivational speaker. She actually taught relaxation / movement classes at the Lee Strasberg Theater Institute in New York. Right now, she's a farmer in the technique of her grandfather, where she focuses on fruits and vegetables and organically grown. Good morning, Pamela. How are you?
I'm good, Parthenia. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
You know, it's very wonderful to hear your voice. You sound very relaxed, very comfortable. What is the weather like there today?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What is the weather like there today? You sound so cool, calm, and collected.
It's beautiful. I'm looking at the sea. The waves are just coming in. There's a gentle breeze blowing, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Wonderful.
A little cool, which is nice.
Yes.
But it's early in the morning.
Okay. And how did your interest in holistic living evolve?
Ooh, I don't know if it necessarily evolved or it was always a part of me.
Well, go ahead.
It seemed as though I always was very interested in what we ate, how we ate it, and the benefits it would have to the body. And I think also my father had a great influence on that because he was very particular, and he still is, very particular about what he eats.
Very
and I think it has to do, now that I've come back to Cat Island, where my father grew up as a young boy, I see how the people eat here. And I think that that had a great influence on the way that he eats. He eats a lot of fish.
Oh.
He eats a lot of vegetables and whole grains. They don't have any McDonald's here. There are no fast food restaurants here whatsoever. So the meals here were ground up corn, cornmeal, fish, of course, because there's a lot of fish here in the sea, but things that they grew in their farms. My grandfather was a tomato farmer.
Oh, okay.
So they ate very naturally. And I think that influenced me.
Well, certainly. And for those who may not realize, Pamela's father is Sidney Poitier. And I'm certain you've heard, you've read some of his books and you know about his where he came from, his origins. And that is what brought Pamela, because that takes me to my next question. What inspired you to leave the States and create your own organic farm?
Well, I was at a point in my life and in my career where I was looking for peace of mind. I was looking for a place to breathe. I was
yes,
clean air. I was looking for where I belonged in this world. And I kept looking at the United States, and there were so many things in the United States that I didn't understand. For instance, I didn't understand racism. I didn't understand sexism. I didn't understand taxes.
I think there are a lot of people who don't understand taxes.
You know, I just had a very hard time dealing with the structure of the United States because my mother is half Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with a philosophy that no man can own the earth.
Mm.
We're just passing through. And our job is to leave it in better condition than we found it for the generations coming behind us.
Wonderful.
So it was difficult for me to kind of like say, okay, I'm going to take this money and I'm going to buy a piece of land from some people who stole it from my ancestors, work my other ancestors to make them rich, and then come back and buy it for $250,000. It just didn't compute in my brain or in my soul or in my spirit. So one day my cousin, who Jackson Burnside, who's a architect in Nassau, Bahamas, he said, we're going to Cat Island. And I had never been to Cat Island. My dad grew up here, and we had never visited. We'd been to Nassau, we'd been to Freeport, but we had never come to Cat Island where he grew up. So I said, I want to come. And my cousin said, well, come on. I said, well, don't tell me, because I'm the kind of person that will be on your doorstep. he said, no, come. So I went, and this was in 1997. I landed, and I had an incredible experience. Now, I had heard and read about people having these kinds of experiences, but it had never happened to me.
Okay,
when I landed on Cat Island after riding in a little plane, which I was, like, a little concerned with, my feet landed on the ground. I looked around at all these hills, because Cat Island is hilly. Mm-hmm. In fact, it has the highest point in the Bahamas at 206 feet, which is Mount Alvernia, where Father Jerome built his heritage. And I'm looking around at all these hills, and it's very lush, and it's very green, and it's really beautiful. I mean, not a lot of houses, but mostly nature. And I'm thinking, wow, this reminded me of Africa in a way.
Well, let's hold that thought, and we'll be right back with Pamela to pick up after the break.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with Dr. Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, Dr. Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Dr. Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Okay, well, we're back with Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, WWDB 860 on the AM dial, and we're speaking with Pamela Poitier, and who was just telling us how she landed, and it reminded her of Africa. Can you pick up from there?
Yes, I surely can. So I saw this beautiful island, and all of a sudden, I heard a voice, not in my head, not in my soul or in my heart. I heard this voice in my ears. And it was a female voice with a thick Bahamian accent. And all she said was, thank God you finally reach. And I was stunned. And it was as if she pushed through realms of time so that she could make sure that I heard what she said. Thank God you finally reach. And I looked to my cousins and I'm like, did y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. They said, you what? I said, okay, well, I had to sit down. My knees got weak. I had to sit down, and it was as if she had left this luggage carrier where they put the bags on the plane for me to sit on. And I sat there and I'm thinking, my God, who is that? And I realized that it was my grandmother, my father's mother, who had passed away 33 years prior. But she wanted me to know that she has been trying to get me here for the longest time. So the first person we met was a distant relative, Courtney Poitier. And then we came up to the north of the island and stayed at another cousin's house, Manette Poitier. And I started finding out all this history about my grandfather, my father's people. I found out that my father used to tell us that he was a poor tomato farmer. And we went next door to Miss Eula Hepburn, and Miss Eula started telling us, oh, your grandpa, yeah, he was a big muck-a-muck. I said, what's a muck-a-muck? She said, that means like he was like the mayor of Kett Island. I said, really? She said, yeah. She said, everybody used to work for your grandfather. I said, what do you mean? She said, he had fields all about here. Y'all have so much property around here, you don't know. You got so much property. Look and see. She said, everybody used to work for him. He had the tomato farms. And that was the only thing that was going on in the island. People would walk 45 miles to work in his farm. I said, oh, my God. I mean, because I really wanted to see this little plot of land that I thought my poor grandfather used to farm. And come to find out there were hundreds and hundreds of acres that he used to farm. And people used to work for him. He had an industry. In fact, he had the last industry on the island. So that intrigued me, too, because somewhere in my soul, I think, and in my being, I always wanted to be a farmer. I mean, city life was not for me, and I was born in New York City. Mm-hmm. But I never felt comfortable there in a way. But farming always seemed to intrigue me. So I was fascinated. I was absolutely fascinated. I went home after that little Easter vacation after visiting Kett Island and told everybody, I'm moving to Kett Island. And my father was like, what do you mean you're moving to Kett Island?
He worked so hard to get away from Kett Island.
Exactly. He didn't understand. But there's no electricity. There's no running water. I said, no, Daddy, they have electricity now. They have running water. They have wells. Well, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there. But it was something in me that said, it clicked. It said, this is where you belong. And so I think a year later, I was living in Atlanta at the time. And a year later, I packed up all my bags and all my stuff, and I moved to Kett Island. And I started investigating about we have a thing called generation property here, mm-hmm. which means that maybe 200 years ago, some relatives of mine bought property for a few shillings or pounds, and they wrote in the covenant, even though they couldn't read or write, they made sure in the covenant it read, as long as fire burns and water runs, this property cannot be sold.
Mm.
So that it was left for the generations who were going to precede them, or it would be after them.
Right.
So I came up here, and I found a little spot that is 50 acres that goes sea to sea and the northern tip of the island. And I had to cut a road in. I had to, you know, clear a place to build a house. So I built a house up on a hill. And in the valley of the hill behind the house was this flat like it was a valley where I said that's perfect for my farm. So I've started my organic farming. I've got mango trees and avocado trees and key lime trees and hog plum and star fruit, and I've got cabbages and watermelons and cantaloupe and all kind of herbs and tomatoes, of course, in honor of my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having the best time of my life.
I can only imagine, and I can't wait to get there.
It's beautiful. It's very peaceful. It's very quiet. Kett Island is shaped like Italy, so it's shaped like a boot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 150 square miles of island with some of the best beaches in the world. I mean, you can walk on some of these beaches and never see another human being, never see footsteps, nothing. No human beings whatsoever. And there are only about 1,500, 1,800 people live on the island. So there really is like 10 and a half acres per person on the island for each individual on this island. So it's very sparsely populated, which to me is a good thing. I mean, I like being surrounded by nature. I like being in unspoiled natural surroundings.
Well, how does this whole information, all this information about bush medicine come into the whole picture? How does that fit into your life there?
Well, just like the people here have done for hundreds of years, they brought a lot of that, the bush medicine, with them from Africa. There weren't any doctors. I mean, just recently, with probably within the 20th and 21st century, have there been physicians on the island. Mm-hmm. So people had to rely on their knowledge of bush medicine in order to cure themselves. So, and actually, I do too. If I get a cold, I get some aloes. I have several aloe plants in my yard. And I cut the aloe and I split it open and I get the jelly out and I mix it in some water and I drink that every morning. Or bitters, they have something, or therapy. You drink some of that. Doesn't taste that great, but it works. It truly, truly works. There are things like strong back. There are things for high blood pressure. There are things for babies with croup. I mean, it's amazing the different bush medicines that they have prescribed for all kinds of physical ailments, because, again, remember, there was no doctor.
Right.
So they would, I mean, with childbirth to everything else that comes in between that, I mean, they had a cure for everything.
Well, what about this neem? Is it the neem?
Neem.
Yes.
Neem is a tree that was actually in India, mm-hmm. and it's a bush medicine. They make teas out of it, and it really is like for circulation. It also is good for the lungs and for breathing. So there was a guy when I was doing a show called Good News Bahamas. I was going around to all the different islands, finding all the good things and all the good things in culture and all the good things in communities that people were doing. And I ran across a guy named Nick Maolis, who started a neem farm because he had heard about this neem tree and found out all its good properties. And he started making products from the neem. He makes a soap. He makes a bug repellent. He makes a body wash and shampoo. And he also has the neem in caplets so that you could take the neem for your body, for the internal body as well.
Very good.
And it really does some real wonders. I mean, a lot of people have had a lot of ailments. He's in Abaco, and he told me about a lot of testimonies that people had given him about after taking neem, that they had skin ailments, they had physical ailments, they had intestinal ailments, and by taking the neem, it all started to balance itself out.
Was there any technique that was known that your grandfather used that you're able to use with your organic produce?
Oh, absolutely. My grandfather used to have a cave, and it's still here. It's actually on Dickey Road, and it's called the Bat Cave. And he would go in the Bat Cave, and I don't think this Bat Cave was on his property. He just claimed this Bat Cave.
Okay.
And he would go into the Bat Cave and get what they call the bat dust, mm-hmm. which is bat excrement, and mixed with dirt. And he would use that as his fertilizer.
Okay.
And it's the most powerful fertilizer in the world. And it's also the best fertilizer in the world. So I have a guy, because Pam's not going in the back cave. Let's be very clear. So I have a guy, I hire a guy to go in, and we call him Undertaker. That's his nickname. Undertaker goes into the back cave for me and brings out bags and bags of bat dust. And I then put it in my farm. I have the holes dug. I dig up the holes. I drop in a handful of bat dust. And then I wait for about a week or two because it's too strong to drop anything and it would eat any seeds alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I wait for that. I water it down, let it get into the soil, and then I drop my seeds in it. And it just makes everything grow so beautifully and healthy. And then sometimes I mix horse manure and compost with it.
Well, I know you're an equestrian from way back.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been able to start bringing horses to your property, or is that the next step?
That's the next step. I want to have horses because I love horses. And because we're so hilly and because we have so many exquisite long miles and miles of beaches, it's a fantastic place to ride a horse. And actually, people have horses here. And down in the south, a couple of farmers use their horses to go out to their farms. So there's still really, I mean, people live very much like they did 100, 200 years ago. And I want to have horses. That's my next step, is to have my horses on the farm so, you know, people can ride up on the beaches and ride up on the hills.
Well, how did this idea to host a holistic health retreat come about?
Well, my girlfriend, Zandra Thompson, whose family owns Boggy Pond Village in Arthurstown, which is actually the settlement that my dad grew up in, we were talking about, you know, her hotel and what to do. They had asked me if I would be interested in being a manager of it. And I said, well, I'm really starting my farm, so it's really going to kind of be difficult. So Zandra and I started talking. And I said, well, Zandra, what would you like to do? She said, you know, it may sound really crazy, but I want to do a holistic health retreat. I said, that is the most brilliant thing I've ever heard of. Because I had been thinking, we need one. We don't really have one in the Bahamas. There's not one that I know of in the entire Bahamas. And where we are here on Cat Island, because it is such a natural environment, because we have no air pollution, we have no pollution whatsoever. The seas, you could go out 30, 40, 50 feet in water, and you can see directly down straight into the bottom. Mm. So I thought this would be perfect. We have also some healing ponds with the salt water. We also have some incredible clay that makes really great exfoliants for the body. We have salt ponds where we can scrape the salt off, and then you mix that with some oils and you rub that. That's also another good exfoliant. And I thought, perfect place for a retreat. We have no neon signs. We have no traffic lights. We have maybe 2 stop signs on the whole island. You know, if there are 3 or 4 cars, I call that a traffic jam. You know, it's where you really can get in touch with yourself. You can leave all of the stresses behind, because there is no stress here. You look out at the sea, and it somehow therapeutically just washes away all of the ills that are in the mind, and it kind of washes the mind of all the negativity. And all of a sudden, you start seeing sea grape trees, you know, that are about to blossom. You see mango trees growing wild. You see wild orchids growing all over the place. And I thought, no, this is a perfect place to have a holistic health retreat. So we decided, I said, well, let's do it. I mean, I will help you. Whatever it is that we can do, let's get this together. So they have several rooms. They have 2 sections of their hotel in Arthurstown. And they have a restaurant and a bar. And I said, well, let's just do it. We've found a room. We've cleaned it out to make it into a yoga studio. And on the back of her is a big piece of property called Angola. And on the back of Angola, because, see, all the people live on the west side. And on the east side, there's nothing between our shores and Africa, the Atlantic Ocean. So on the north side, or what they call the north side, are all these beaches that are undisturbed. No one's there, and it's so private and the most beautiful natural phenomenon. There's a shelf that you could walk out about a half a mile or a quarter of a mile that's there naturally, that comes to your ankle. But on either side, the ocean has dropped off to about 10 or 15 or 20 feet, and you can just see all the sea, the fish and the shells and the mussels and everything. It's an incredible place.
Well, you know, it sounds incredible, and in a second we're going to be taking a break. And when we come back, I'm going to hope that you'll share with us or give us an idea of what somebody who will be participating in your retreat would encounter.
Would be what?
Would encounter.
Yes, I will.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom on WWDB 860 AM with me, Dr. Izzard, and we're talking with Pamela Poitier about her a hosting that she's doing of a holistic health retreat on Cat Island in the Nassau Bahamas, where I will be as well as a guest practitioner in June of this year. Many of you have, when you listen to the current event piece, certain ideas came in your mind. Well, where can I go? What can I do? What kinds of retreats that are holistic exist? And so this is one that you can consider. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Dr. Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with Dr. Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, Dr. Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Dr. Izard. And I want to let you know that this program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies with our main office in Bala Cynwyd. You can visit our website at www.amtherapies.com. And if you want an appointment, you can call 610-660-7710. We're talking with Pamela Poitier about a holistic health retreat that she's hosting on Cat Island in the Nassau Bahamas in June of this year. Pamela, what can a guest expect to experience participating in your retreat?
Well, we're going to have yoga classes that will be taught by a wonderful woman who's been a guest in Cat Island. It's wonderful because I've been able to incorporate people who know about Cat Island and then those who don't know about Cat Island into this retreat. But Beth has been, she's out of New York City, and she's been here as a guest, a visitor. And she teaches yoga, Asana yoga, and she also teaches Ayurveda.
Oh.
So we're going to have some breathing exercises, some meditation, and some yoga. Then we're also going to take you out in the bush, and we're going to teach you about bush medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show you what plants do what, and we're going to bring back the plants, and we're going to have a little bush tea party. We'll boil the leaves and give you a taste of what they are like. Some of the bush medicines, some of the bush teas are just really good to drink just naturally. They're not necessarily for any particular medicine, but they really just taste good, and they make you sleep like a baby and just have these wonderful, calming dreams. Then we're going to do some Pilates, and then we're also going to have some massages. We've got a couple of masseuses that are doing different kinds of massages. One will be an energy massage done by a lady who has a vacation home here, Victoria Honeycutt. And then her husband does a foot reflexology bath. He's created a bath. He's an engineer, and he's also a reflexologist on the feet. And he's going to put your feet in a bath for like 20 minutes, and then he's going to massage your feet for about 30 minutes. Then we're going to also have a relaxation technique that I teach that basically starts to connect you up with your mind, your body, and your spirit so that you become one. You become in touch with your body. You know what you're feeling, how you're feeling, so that if anything is out of balance, you'll be able to put it back into balance. And also the main thing about the relaxation is that it enables you to release the stress that you don't even know that you're holding because you've been holding it for so long. I'll be able to teach you how to de-stress yourself and then how to also check yourself no matter where you are or what you're doing to see whether or not tension has crept back into the body and what you can do to relieve that tension right then and there just by breathing and focusing internally. And then we're going to have a gourmet chef who will do organic, natural vegan dishes as well as mostly fish dishes, seafood, lobster, hogfish, red snapper, grouper, rockfish already, yeah, and some conch. Because I want people to experience the conch. The conch is really delicious, and there's so many different ways that you can do conch. And then there are going to be just walks on the beaches, and we'll give you tours of the island, but there'll be some bike tours on the island as well as some walking tours of the island. And then we'll have to drive you to the south to Mount Alvernia, where the highest point is, where Father Jerome built his hermitage, which is 360 degrees. You can see sea. And it's an incredible place. This is an architect from England who became a Franciscan monk and decided that Cat Island was the place he wanted to live his last days. So he built this hermitage by himself. Mm-hmm. It has dome ceilings and dome roofs, and it's got a little chapel. It's got a little bedroom. It's got a little shower area. And he created all of this out of the rock. He did steps, and then to the entrance of the steps to his hermitage at the top of the hill, he did the 12 stations of the cross. He created these statues of the 12th station of Jesus carrying the cross. I mean, it's an incredible piece of art. And it's also a very nice homage to God from man. So we'll be able to show you that as well. And let me think, what else are we having? We have the reflexology, we have the yoga, we have the bush tea tours, and we have the Pilates, and there's something else that I'm forgetting, and I can't remember what it is.
Well, of course, they'll get to see me at some point.
It keeps growing. The whole retreat is growing.
And at some point, they'll get to see me with the iridology and kinesiology.
I was about to. Thank you.
I mean, he just totally forgot about
thank
me.
Thank you. I knew it was an important part. It's like, wait a minute, what is it? We're going to have Dr. Parthenia Azar there, who will do reflexology. We'll do iridology, kinesiology, to give you an idea of what's going on with your body. Because it's a whole body thing, and we need to know. And people need to know that there are such therapies that could tell them what's going on with their body.
Exactly, without cutting or taking anything out of their bodies and things
that's
of
right.
that nature. What are the
and
dates?
And that there are natural ways to be able to put themselves back into balance. So you're the star of our retreat.
Oh, my goodness.
No, seriously, you really are.
That's
people are
sweet.
So looking forward to it. I put up flyers the other day, and all of a sudden people were asking me all kinds of questions. Well, what is this? And how is this going to be? I said, you have to come and find out. You know?
Very good. What are the dates of the retreat? For our
the dates
listeners.
Are July 6th through the 10th.
Okay, and during that time, well, first of all, do you have any, how many spaces do you still have, or do you have any?
We do have spaces,
okay.
some spaces available. We're taking a very small number. We're not going to go probably over 20 people because, you know, you want to be able to manage everybody. You want everybody to be very comfortable, and you don't want it to, you know, be too crowded.
And
so we're looking at 20 people staying in the hotel, and maybe 5 to 10 people who live on the island or who have vacation homes on the island who will also participate in the sessions.
Where would people call, or what website would they go to if they're interested in signing up?
Our website is catislandretreat.tripod.com.
Okay.
And if they want to call, they could call Ms. Zandra Thompson at Boggy Pond Village at 242-354-2215.
Okay, you want to give that web address again and the phone
sure.
number again?
It's Cat, C-A-T, Island, I-S-L-A-N-D, Retreat, R-E-T-R-E-A-T, dot tripod, T-R-I-P-O-D, dot com.
And the phone number?
The phone number is area code 242-354-2215.
Now, with all those days that people will be there, do you have an idea or can you give an example of what the average day's schedule might look like?
We'll get up early in the morning. We'll probably start at 7, have a little breakfast, or either we'll do our walk first, whichever we finally decide to do. We'll do our walk to the beach out Angola, where there's like no people. It's just natural beauty and nice roads, actually. We'll walk out to the beach. We'll come back to the beach from the beach, and we'll have our yoga class. And we might, depending on the weather and what Beth said, we could either have the yoga class on the beach or we could have the yoga class in the studio. And she may do both. And then after yoga class, we probably will have a little break about 10:30 or so in the morning. We then go into massages or reflexology, but you'll be doing that all during the day. Then we break for lunch. We have lunch outside. It will be grilled fish or it will be a salad. And then in the afternoon, we have an afternoon Ayurveda class. We have a Pilates class. And then we also will have the reflexology with you. We will also then have the massages as well. And then in the evening, then there'll be a break time. Somewhere in that afternoon, like somewhere after 3, we will do the bush tea tour. We'll go into the bushes and we'll show you the bush tea. We also have like wild bromeliads growing all over the place, as well as we have wild orchids, and we'll show you all of that. And then afterwards, we'll come back. We'll have a little bush tea party back at Boggy Pond Village. And then you have a break time to go get yourself ready for dinner. Then you'll come into the restaurant and you'll have dinner. And then after dinner, we'll probably have some Bahamian entertainment. We'll have some rake and scrape, which is the indigenous music to the Bahamas. And what it is, it's a beating of a goat skin drum. The accordion, which is the European influence, the goat skin drum, the African influence. And then a Bahamian ingenuity. They scrape a screwdriver on a saw. And they bow it, and it makes an incredible sound. And we were thinking about, and we may do this too, of having a painting class, watercolor class,
delightful.
So that we will take you on the beach with an artist, and you can just do some watercolors of the sea, some watercolors of the trees, of the beach, of the hills, just to give you some relaxation, just to give you something else to focus on so that you can also then have another expression, a spiritual expression, emotional expression, mental and physical expression.
And I guess there'll have to be a way for them to transport that artwork back. So I'll have to think. Make
yeah,
sure
we'll
I have
do it, you know, on not really big pieces, you know.
But something they could maybe roll.
Yeah, something very manageable, something, you know, either 8x10 or it depends on what people like to. Some people like to do small pieces. Some people like to do a little larger. We probably do something like 11x17 or something like that.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to take our next break, and when we return, we'll be speaking again with Pema Poitier, and hopefully she can give us some ideas of what the weather is going to be like. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with Dr. Izzard on WWDB 860 on the AM dial, and stay tuned.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with Dr. Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, Dr. Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Dr. Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Okay, we're back with Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Dr. Izzard here talking to Pamela Poitier. about her holistic health retreat on Cat Island in the Bahamas. And could you briefly tell us what the weather expectations are for that time of the year?
July is, it's hot, but it's not that hot. August is our hottest month.
Okay.
But when I even say hot for Cat Island, because we don't have a lot of concrete and because we are an island out here between the Atlantic and the Bahama Bank, we always have breeze and what the people here call the good breeze. Sitting on the porch getting some of that good breeze. We always have a breeze. So where it may be hot, meaning that it's going to be in the 80s, it still will always have a breeze.
Well, very good. Now, is there anything special people should bring with them? In terms of clothing, footwear?
I would say that to bring some light long-sleeve pants, long-sleeve shirt for the evening sometimes, just for the bugs, just because we do have bugs. I mean, this is part of God's earth. And we do have repellents that we will, candles that we will be lighting around so that they won't be too bad. But they really shouldn't be too bad because as long as there's a breeze, they can't land. But sometimes, you know, just as a precaution, I always tell people, bring some long pants, some light long pants, and a long shirt so that if you feel that the bugs kind of like your taste, you can protect yourself. But we really don't think that we're going to have that much of a problem with them because they do spray here.
Okay, well, in a nutshell, mm-hmm. what would you say is the unique quality that sets your retreat apart?
I think that we really are very natural. We're living in an environment that has not quite caught up to the fast, cement-paced world of the 21st century. We are really living in a time when things are much slower, much quieter, much more habitable. We don't lock our doors. We don't take the keys out of our cars. My key stays in my car. Wherever I go, my car is open. My keys are in my car. We offer an environment where you can really truly let go of all the stresses. No matter where you go on Cat Island, there is no stress.
Well, I think that's the major objective for any retreat. And if you can help people feel safe and sound, yes. You've done everything that's necessary.
Exactly.
And Pamela, I want to thank you so much for this beautiful interview. And I can't wait to see you.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I love you. And take care. I'll see you in June.
I look forward to it. July.
Yes, see, I want to get there.
June, that's perfectly all right.
Okay. But
the retreat is July 6th through the 10th.
Very good.
And anybody wants to come before the 6th is more than welcome.
Okay.
You know, and if you want to stay after the 10th, you're also welcome to do that as well.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Thank you, Parthenia, and take care, and God bless.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, that was Pamela Poitier talking to us about a holistic health retreat that's going to be in July on Cat Island in the Nassau Bahamas. Right now is the time for our herb, and today's herb is acerola. The portion of the herb that is used for health benefits is the fruit. The phytochemicals are beta-carotene. The nutrients are calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, and C. The actions and uses include that it has antioxidant, antifungal, and astringent properties. It helps to support the liver and hydrate the skin. It's useful for diarrhea and fever. In terms of things to consider, you should realize it is a rainforest herb, similar to the cherry, and one of the richest natural sources of vitamin C, and is found in numerous multivitamin supplements. Now, the posture for today is a very interesting posture. It has a very interesting name. It's called Uttita Hasta Padangusthasana, and we're talking about one, one being the easier form or the easier posture. And it's a combination of two postures, the extended hand or hands and the foot being held by the thumb or toe, the foot being held by the thumb on the toe. And the two postures together are used to strengthen the legs and the lower back. Now, you have to envision the person standing, and essentially you're lifting one leg up onto a ledge and your arms are extended. Some of you are not visual learners, so I have to realize you need a little assistance sort of visualizing what is being said. You stand in Tadasana with the right side about 3 feet away from the ledge. You take 2 to 3 breaths. You keep the left foot firm, facing directly forward. Then you turn the right leg out and place the center of the back of the heel on the ledge with in line with the right hip. Then you stretch the left leg up and keep it vertical. You want to straighten the right knee and extend the back of the leg toward the heel. Stretch the sole of the foot and the toes up. Extend the arm sideways and catch the ankle. Now, if you need to sort of adjust, you may want to start in the beginning with a lower ledge, and then you gradually increase the height of the ledge that you're going to lift your foot up onto. You want to stretch the whole body up without raising the right hip. You want to keep the head straight and breathe evenly and stay in the posture for from 20 to 30 seconds. After you exhale, you bring the arms and the leg down, and then you repeat it on the opposite side. You want to practice this and breathe within the posture, and you'll find the more you relax, the easier it is to stretch into the posture. Okay, that's our yoga posture for today. And we're going to have our little treat from Elise Staton, her morsels of wisdom from Westchester, New York.
Hey, Auntie Parr, it's Elise again. Today I'm going to tell you some strategies for having kids eat healthy sweets. You know how kids like to eat candy rather than fruit? Some people think that if you eat candy once in a while and don't eat fruit at all, you'll still be healthy. This is not true because there's natural sugar in fruit, which is healthier than refined sugar, which you find in candy. But there's natural sugar in some candies as well, so you don't have to skip it altogether. Well, goodbye for now. See you next time.
Thank you so much, Elise. Again, she does that herself at home, and she's quite the perfectionist. You've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Dr. Izzard, at WWDB 860 AM. I want you to tune in next week when our guest will be Dr. Eckhard and Rosemary Rowe Levine. They'll be discussing Uriel products from the Uriel Pharmacy, which is a homeopathic pharmacy. We'll be talking about the herb aloe and the Asana Udhita Trikonasana. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. Our website is www.amtherapies.com. We have a blog on the site that we invite you to participate in. We have a newsletter that you can subscribe to, and just a myriad of information for your edification. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.